1 Kings chapter 9 verse 15 through verse 28. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh king of Egypt had gone up, and taken Gezer, and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer, and Beth Hor in the nether, and Byloth, and Tadmor in the wilderness, in the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house which Solomon had built for her, then did he build Millo. And three times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built unto the Lord, and he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 through verse 19. So King Solomon was king over all Israel. And these were the princes which he had: Azariah the son of Zadok the priest, Elihoreph and Ahiah, the sons of Shisha, scribes; Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud, the recorder; and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the host; and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests; and Azariah the son of Nathan was over the officers; and Zabud the son of Nathan was principal officer, and the king's friend; and Ahishar was over the household; and Adoniram the son of Abda was over the tribute. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household, each man his month in a year made provision. And these are their names: the son of Hur, in Mount Ephraim; the son of Decher, in Machaz, and in Shalbim, and Beth Shemesh, and Elon Beth Hanan; the son of Hesed, in Arubith; to him pertained Socha, and all the land of Hefer; the son of Abinadab, in all the region of Dor, which had Taphath the daughter of Solomon to wife; Bana the son of Ahilud; to him pertained Taanach and Megiddo, and all Beth Shean, which is by Zartana beneath Jezreel, from Beth Shean to Abel Mahalah, even unto the place that is beyond Joknam; the son of Jeber, in Ramoth Gilead; to him pertained the towns of Jair the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead; to him also pertained the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 80 great cities with walls and brazen bars; Ahinadab the son of Iddo had Mahanaim; Ahimaaz was in Naphtali; he also took Basmath the daughter of Solomon to wife; Bana the son of Hushai was in Asher and in Eloth; Jehoshaphat the son of Peruah in Issachar; Shimei the son of Elah in Benjamin; Jeber the son of Uri was in the country of Gilead, in the country of Sihon king of the Amorites, and of Og king of Bashan, and he was the only officer which was in the land.